A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. This time round, I shine a spotlight on Stranger Things, The First Shadow, which is on at the Phoenix Theatre, part of the ATG Group, close to Tottenham Court Road Tube Station, and is currently booking until Sunday the 25th of August 2024. I discuss the recent audio-described performance, access at the venue, and some of the visual aspects of the production. Netflix Stranger Things, created by the Duffer Brothers, who revealed its fourth season in 2023, has become a cult sensation and is loved by audiences globally for its brilliant portrayal of fantasy and supernatural drama, plus its development of strong characters and telling a compelling story. The stage show came about from an idea from director Stephen Daldry and producer Sonia Friedman, who thought it would make an excellent theatrical experience, and they're not wrong. So the creative team behind the show were heavily involved in crafting a story and finding a way to link it heavily into the TV show. The synopsis for the show states, "Witness the story of young Jim, Bob, and Joyce as they navigate the regular worries of a small town in 1959. But when newcomer Henry Creel and his family try to start anew, they find that the shadows of the past are not so easily left behind." The stage production very much acts as a bridge between seasons 4 and season 5, which will be out in 2025, and works well as both a prequel and companion piece, as it does a great job of providing much-needed background and information about the main protagonist and fleshes out some of the flashback sequences seen in Season 4. It's actually a very good introduction to the show for people who are unfamiliar with Stranger Things. It's perhaps one of the most visual stage experiences I've ever had the honour of experiencing, and certainly an ambitious one, with its use of clever swing sets, state-of-the-art lighting design, innovative choreography, video production, visual effects and prosthetics, not to mention multiple characters and lots of comings and goings and different environments. It's most definitely a hard show to describe, and the description from Miranda Yates and Willie Elliott for vocalise.co.uk was admirable, and they did a stellar job of highlighting what was on stage at a given time, illustrating some of the visual set pieces, the sheer scope of the story and visuals, and this was a little overwhelming at times, which wasn't helped by the fact there wasn't a touchstool provided before the show. The reasons for this are still unclear, but this would have certainly helped to fill in some of the blanks and help those in attendance with a little more clarity. A longer audio introduction may also have helped to add much-needed insight. With the show on until at least the end of August 2024, there's a chance that a second audio-described performance may be scheduled, and hopefully a touch tour this time round will be included. And if you would like another audio description for Stranger Things, please ask the venue. There is an audio introduction on the vocalise.co.uk website for anyone wishing to experience the show in the meantime, which will at least paint a picture of the sets, props, costumes and characters, etc. As you take your seats, the stage is hidden by a black curtain with the words "The Philadelphia Experiment" in white across the centre. As the performance begins, this disappears and the audience is thrown into a thrilling set piece on a naval submarine that is realized brilliantly with the ship interior and exteriors, and a wonderful submarine on fire in the ocean sequence realized with part projection, actors on stage and in the auditorium against physical set pieces. This takes us into a title sequence on a large front screen with the theme from the show that alone sends tingles down the spine. Some of the other sets and sequences include interiors of a school and house in the town of Hawkins, Bob's radio desk console on a spinning circular revolve, a white-tiled self-contained room cell with table and chairs, and a wooden panelled attic with jars filled with spiders. Stranger Things: The First Shadow is a fantastical experience that pulls you in right from the opening minutes and keeps you mesmerized until the very end. At just over 3 hours long, including a 20-minute interval, this spellbinding adventure never outstays its welcome and has you leaving the theater wanting to dig out episodes of the TV series. That's if this genre is your cup of tea. The Phoenix Theatre, part of the ATG Theatre Group, is committed to making your experience equal for all, and they do all they can to help in any way they can. They have a trained front of house staff who will assist you to get the best from your visit to the venue. So if you have a question, always ask, and please do feedback if anything ever goes wrong. There is step-free access from the front of the building on Charing Cross Road. Guide dogs are welcome with you in the auditorium or can be looked after by theatre staff. Disabled toilets are available. To book tickets or for access information, you can call the assisted booking line on 0333 009 5399 or Google the Phoenix Theatre. Although there is currently not another audio described performance of Stranger Things scheduled as of yet, it runs until the 25th of August 2024, and if you require one, please do reach out to the venue and production and ask for it. Only by speaking up will bring about change. To find out what else is showing around London and the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. And for cinema, you can visit accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.